It is the Morning Crew, Hughesy, Ed and Aaron, and we're about to be joined by Hollywood superstar, friend of the show, everybody. Yeah, it is the wonderful Rebel Wilson.
Here she is.
Makes me proud every time I hear her name. Rebel.
Just
a legend. Absolutely.
You guys are legends. I miss you. I'm waiting for the quarantine laws to change, and then I'll come back. Yeah. I don't know if I can do it, the 2 weeks.
2 weeks in the hotel.
You've just done something with Aunt Middleton, though. I reckon it's got to be easier, 2 weeks hotel quarantine.
Oh, my God, it was brutal. Just, like, we were on horses, like, going over a cliff and in these, like, dune buggies, like, going high speeds. And, like, he tried to make me go swimming with sharks. Yeah.
Hang on, can we go back to the horse? You were on a horse and you jumped off a cliff. Is that right?
No, we didn't. We were, like, on, like, a walk. But the walk just happened to be on a cliff, and like either side of you. So footstep wrong, and I wouldn't be talking to you guys now.
Not like Man from Snow River style, you know, when they're trying to collect the Brumbies and they go over the cliff. You guys know that movie?
No, not like that. Okay. No, not as
But, but that's about conquering your fear, obviously. Yes. So, and yeah, Rebel.
Yeah, and
I mean,
then I hit my head and on a branch and was like, my aunt, I need to get off now.
Rebel, we have to talk about 2020 for you and your transformation physically. Are you loving yourself sick?
Oh, yeah. You can tell, like, I post, like, a lot of photos of myself on Instagram. I'm like, oh, yeah. Loving myself.
Everyone's loving it. The one in the red where you're boxing, the red room boxing one.
Ooh, yeah.
That was unbelievable. That was such a great.
Oh, yeah.
That was great.
That's for a big commercial about to come out in America next month.
Whoa.
That was when the Capitol riots were going on. But I didn't have a TV. Someone ran in and said, oh, there's a civil war going on. And I was like, oh. Yeah.
You're not across it.
No, I wasn't across it.
Hey, I'd love to know, we've all seen you physically change from the outside.
Mm-hmm.
How has it changed you on the inside? Like the kind of person you are, your confidence, like how has it changed you as a person?
Oh, like it's interesting, Erin, because I don't know. I like to think like I looked good at all sizes and stuff.
You did. I've always been quite confident. You are.
So it wasn't like I wasn't confident and then now I'm like super confident and whatever. I think it's just what's been really interesting to me is how other people treat you. Sometimes being bigger, people didn't necessarily look twice at you or whatever. And then now that I'm in good shape, like people offer to carry my groceries to the car and hold doors open for you. And I was like, this is what other people experienced all the time. that's to me has been really interesting. Also, I find it interesting that people pay so much attention to like a weight loss transformation when there's so much, going on in the world. But people are always fascinated by weight loss transformations.
Our producers are clawing at the walls for me to ask you, romance, your international, you've got the most swashbuckling international romance in the known universe. It is just nonstop photos of unbelievable locations.
Yeah, I don't know how that happened in a global pandemic, but
we needed something to love. We needed some love. That's what we needed.
I know. I've been very unlucky in love for most of my life. So it's, it's good. But part of being, I guess, a movie star, you get offered all these free, amazing trips. And I'm like very bogan in that I love a free thing, anything for free, really. So like if someone says, oh, do you want to come on the private jet and like with Helen Mirren and Kate Beckinsale and you can bring your boyfriend and everything's covered, everything's paid for. And then they really mean everything. And then when we got there, the billionaire guy's like, you can put anything on the room, like anything. Yeah. So I went down to the gym and then they had like these sneakers that were $600. And I was like, just put it on the room, please. I know it's terrible, but like, they said it, put anything on. Like, I'm such a freeloader. I'm like, oh, okay.
But let's not forget where you're from, Reb. So you and I have known each other a long time.
Humble
so
beginnings.
Which suburb, I've forgotten, which suburb of Sydney did you grow up in?
Mainly in the Hills district.
You're in the Hills. But you and I did youth theatre together in the early 2000s.
Stables. And you weren't, neither of you were trust fund babies, were you?
No, not at all. And so, Rebel was a hustler, man. You wrote Rebel would wrote all her own shows. She would pay to have
it. Yeah, and Ed was in one of my plays in 2003.
How'd that go, like publicly?
Oh, well, Aaron, sometimes in the audience, there was like 10 of us in the play, and sometimes in the audience, there was less than 10. And the rule is...
Whoa, less people.
The rule is if there's less audience than people in the cast, then you don't have to put on the show. Yeah. And that only happened like three performances.
Yeah, sometimes it was.
Show must go on, I say.
Now look at her.
Yeah, look at her. Does Rebel, obviously humble beginnings. Can you answer the question for everyone? Does money make you happy, Rebel?
I mean, it makes you feel very secure. But I will say, particularly in the last couple of years, I got to meet these like very, very, very wealthy people. And they're all really messed up. So what I was saying is I'm kind of proud of my, like, kind of coming from the bush and, like, like my Western Sydney roots, because, like, I really appreciate all the finer things now, and like, I always get excited. Like, whenever they said when I was in Monaco and they're like, do you want to go on the jet ski? Every time I'm like, yes. For me, it's so exciting and new. And the
someone who always values a
yacht.
Jet ski.
Yeah, I love that.
I love it. But I don't know. It just gives you a bit of, you know, security. But I used to, when I was a kid, I'd have these fantasies like, oh, I wish I'd just find like $10,000 in a bag and I'd be rich off the ground or something. And then, you know, like somebody's robbed a bank and is left on the ground and then I find it and get to keep it. That would be my fantasy. But now I'm really glad that I grew up very, very normal because I can appreciate it. And those rich people, they have a lot of issues. So.
Yeah.
All right, Rebel Wilson, thank you very much indeed for your time.
No worries. Thanks, guys.